All right. We've got a very important conversation coming up right now with our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Uh-oh. What's so important?
This really is. And it's funny because I've been meaning to talk to you about this all week long. And it's because it slipped my mind because I'm an idiot when I get in here in the morning. But a good listener over in the Woodstock area, I do believe, gave me this message to pass along to you. And it just, I said, man, I've been meaning to talk about this. There's supposed to be an incredible meteor shower that's going to be at its height tonight in between about 11 and 12, 11 o'clock at night and 12 midnight. I don't know if you've heard about this, but a comet is passing by close, and it's just meant to be an amazing meteor shower. So wanted to know what the viewing was going to be like between 11 and 12 tonight.
It will be clear as a bell.
Beautiful.
So there should be not a problem. And I didn't even know about it.
Yeah. I've seen it in the news all week that there's some asteroid or something that's going to create this incredible meteor show. So.
Oh, okay, great. Now,
if you're a government,
going to see it.
Yeah, but if you're a government conspiracy theory person, you know that it's actually the comet that's going to end the world.
I'll get it.
That's what people say whenever they come up with these comets and these asteroids that create these extra things. Oh, this is it. This is the one. So either it's going to be an incredible show, or boy, a hell of a show.
Okay, and you said that starts at around 11 p.m.
No. It's the peak hours. The peak hours are going to be in between 11 and 12 midnight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what I'll be doing then, don't you?
Well, same thing as me.
Yeah, sleeping. All right. Well, let's talk about the weather. We have a front coming in. Clouds mild. Showers develop. We'll be in the mid-50s. And then, after lunchtime, it'll begin to clear, it'll get breezy, and it'll get colder, and the temperatures will drop. So we'll probably go from the mid-40s at lunchtime to the mid-30s by the time the sun sets. And then tonight, clear, colder, with meteor showers.
I'll
put that in the forecast. Mid-20s. Your Saturday starts with sun. Clouds will increase later in the day in the mid-40s. Sunday, periods of rain could start as a wintry mix. A wintry mix being some freezing rain or sleet, not snow. That's Sunday. It only starts as that.
What time?
Early morning. Okay. Early morning before around 9, 10 o'clock.
Okay. For me, that's late. Yeah, I want you to know, that's late morning.
For me, that's late morning, too.
It's midday already.
Okay. I mean, for us, yeah, we already have half of our day gone, right? People are just starting where our day is half gone. And a high is only 40 to 45, so kind of a raw day. And then Monday, partly cloudy and breezy, 45 to 50. Right now, the preliminary outlook for Thanksgiving Day is for fair skies, but it will be windy and it will be chilly. I think temperatures Thanksgiving will probably be right around 40 degrees, but the wind will be a factor, Mr. Marshall.
Well, it's good that the wind's going to be a factor. I just want the next day, Black Friday, because I'll be broadcasting in Millerton, New York. They're going to have their Festival of Lights. So I'll be broadcasting from 12 to 3. Going to be a nice day on Saturday.
You said Friday.
Friday, pardon me, yes.
I'm sorry. Not a problem. It'll be sunny. It'll be seasonably chilly, so you won't have a problem there. Of course, you know, with the wind expected on Thanksgiving Day, that could be a problem for the balloons of the St. Patrick's Day. Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, of course it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the wind gusts, when they're 25 miles an hour here, boy, when they go down those alleyways.
The canyons in New York City, forget about it.
It gets enhanced.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that is a problem,
If you have any relatives or friends that are holding on to balloons at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you might want to give them a kiss and say goodbye. Goodbye. Because they might not come back.
I forget what the criteria is, but I believe that the criteria is, I think it's 29 miles an hour. I got to Google that. At what speed do they ground? I better put out what wind speed, right?
Yeah.
at what wind speed do they ground balloons at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? We'll find out. I think it's 29. Let's see. 22.
All right.
New York City is expecting wind speeds of up to 22 miles an hour. Wait, no. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade may need to ground its giant balloon characters because of bad weather. New York City is expecting wind speeds of up to 22 miles an hour on Thanksgiving Day. When did they inflate them? What time? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons to be grounded. But that was 2018.
Yeah.
That was 2018. And they were saying at 22 miles an hour, they were grounding them. Right now, we'll go to the Euro model and see what the Euro model is forecasting in New York City. But I do have a small little story. Yesterday, folks, I asked Marshall, or I was telling Marshall, about the problems I've had with our copy of fax machine and that it keeps printing out all the reports and that nobody could fix it. And Marshall said, well, call them and tell them you want the machine replaced. So I called them yesterday. It was very, very nice. And I said, you know, I'm still just spewing out these activity reports and all of that, which I don't need. It's wasting the toner and it's wasting the paper. So they got a tech on. Now, before the tech came on, I just want you to know this. I went on to the machine, not the computer. And I found fax settings and all of this stuff. And I turned a few of them off because they were on. And after that, I sent a fax and waited for it to print an acknowledgement page, and it didn't. And I said, well, I'll be damned. Maybe I fixed it. Anyhow, the guy came into my computer, and he went into a whole bunch of stuff, and he said he turned off stuff. But since that point, it's been rectified.
You're the one who rectified it.
I'm probably the one that rectified it, yes. But I don't care because it's rectified anyhow. Okay, so what is the wind expected by the Euro in New York City for Thanksgiving Day? Dun, 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 dun. Thursday morning, 7 a.m., northwest at 18, gusts to 28. At 1 p.m., northwest at 17, gusts to 26. So they're saying 25 to 30 miles an hour. Yeah. Could be a problem. Could be a problem. So we shall see. We have many days before we get to that. And that really is about it. It's 6:58. So you having a laid back weekend, Marshall?
There's not that much that I'm going to do this weekend other than come in and just, you know, do some cleanup work around the station like I do every Saturday and Sunday. So
Right.
Next weekend's a big weekend. The weekend after that, matter of fact. Those are two big weekends.
I'm laying low. Yep. I got a few things to tinker with here and there, but I'm laying low. Following the weekend, we go into the city to shoot the rest of our movie.
All right. Well, I want you to get up tonight and watch those meteor showers.
Listen, when I get up and watch those meteor showers, I will call you and wake you up. Okay. How's that?
That sounds good to me. Okay. Because I know the chances of that happening are zero.
That's right. We'll both be sleeping. Okay. Right.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. So if you're going to go out to watch those meteor showers tonight in between 11 and 12, it's going to be crystal clear and cold, but crystal clear and cold.